Kununurra was a very, very small place in those days. There were no sealed streets. There was no sealed roads. The road out to the research station was black soil and big lumps of stone out of the riverbed. When it rained, you couldn't go on the roads at all. There were only 19 completed houses when I came here, but there was another 51 in the course of being built. There was no shops, no hotel, no school. In fact, there wasn't a lot here.
How did you get food then if there were no shops?
Oh, well, when we came, we brought 6 months full of 6 months worth of food in cans and things with us. And there was a canteen that was put up for the workers that were building the diversion dam. And you could buy some sorts of food there, but not a lot. The interesting part about it was that if you were a lady, you were warned that you could only go there at 11:30 till 1 o'clock.
Why?
Because if you went there in the afternoon when it was also open, you were treated like a prostitute. And there was no uncertain terms about saying it. If you wanted to go into the shop, you could go in the middle of the day. But if you didn't, you didn't go in the afternoon if you didn't want to be treated like a prostitute.
So why were you safe earlier during the day?
The bar wasn't open and the workers weren't there.
Barbara, did you and your husband and family go to Kununurra because of the diversion dam? Is that why
you're
there?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. My husband was one of the applicants for the first five farms and we were unsuccessful. We came sixth, but we decided we'd come anyway because we really wanted to go into it and find out what possibilities there were as well.
Now, you might not have got to be a dairy farmer, but you did buy some land, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yes. We bought our block on River Farm Road in 1967. There were 21 put up for availability, but we had to go to before a lands board to find out whether we were suitable to have them, and they only allocated 5 out of the set 21.
How much was land back then?
We actually freeholded it as soon as we could. And when we freeholded it, the cost was $500 and $6 stamp duty. So it was fixed $506.
What do you think of prices today? Would you enter the housing market today?
No way.
Never.
No. I think that Land Corp are going over the top, actually. I think they're making the land values here exceedingly high because we have got quite a lot of land still available.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite outrageous.
Now, Barbara, later on today, Kununurra will obviously start the celebrations for their 50th anniversary. You work at the Historical Society. What are some quirky things about Kununurra's history that people might not know?
One of the things that is quite interesting to particularly the children is that we have a dinosaur's jawbone, which is it was found in the bed of the Ord River just near Ivanhoe Crossing. His name is Iggy, and he was a prehistoric wombat and quite a large animal. The other thing that we've got that's very interesting was a recent purchase. We got local donations to buy 8 of the last of Elizabeth Durack's paintings that came on the market for a cost of approximately $14,000. We did extremely well.
For those who are new to the area, can you explain just quickly who the Duracks were?
The Durack family were some of the first settlers that came here in the 1880s. There was a whole family of them. They developed stations in the area, not just for the immediate family, but they had cousins and people that came too. They've still remained very firmly entrenched in this area. They visit us quite regularly. We've had a visit again this year from some of the members of the family, and they've been very generous to us over the years and made available to us lots of artefacts and things of theirs.
And you can see it all at the Historical Society. How do you feel about Kununurra today, Barbara?
It's home.
You'll never leave?
Nope.
What do you love about it?
Everything. I like living in the country. I actually like the climate, although it was a worry when I first came that I would be able to cope with it. I've never had the slightest bit of problems about coping with the climate. I like the lifestyle. My children tell me that they had the most interesting childhood that they could possibly have. They had horses to ride, trees to climb, and they weren't exposed at all to television.
My, how things have changed, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah. These days, if you ask any of the local children what they do, is they like to play with their DS or they want to watch television, and they don't seem to have the same idea of making their own fun.
But even the Historical Society where you are working, you've gone digital now. You've got photos online.
Yes, we certainly have. And at the display today there will be slideshows showing historical photos for people to come and see. And we've got lots and lots of new ones. We've made a request to people who are in our records and sending them, if you've lived in the Kimberley and if you've lived in Kununurra, would you let us have any photos that you have? And believe you me, we've got hundreds and hundreds
I've
and
hundreds.
I've seen
them too, Barbara. They are great photos. They are really awesome photos.
Yes, they really are. And we've also, as a result of the fundraising that we did to get the Durack paintings, we were able to buy a whole lot of extra equipment. We have an exceptionally good camera to improve the photos. We've also got digital equipment to tweak them so that they're in really good condition. And we've, at the moment, our president is working around 20 hours a day putting stuff onto the Howard arrives onto digital, and he's nowhere near the end of it.
Well, Kununurra is quite young, but also rich in history. Make sure you enjoy the launch today, Barbara, and thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.